Many people have had one job during most of their working lives. I haven't. I've had one vocation and many positions, from classroom teaching to doing environmental education in Spanish in an enormous park. Each time I filled out a job application, I quickly ticked through the questions, not stopping to ponder the significance of, "Have you ever been convicted of a crime?" I haven't, so it was an easy no, and I went on. Now I consider that question differently, for I do work within California state prisons, and I know many inmates well. Each one, if released, will have to answer yes to the conviction question, and for most, that response alone will result in the application being tossed into the reject pile. If our prison system is truly to be the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation, as its name insists, then we must prepare incarcerated individuals for life on the outside and also ensure that they have a chance at finding legitimate work upon release. A man who owns an upholstery shop does hire ex-offenders. When I asked him about this, he smiled and said, "Well, I could have been there myself when younger. I just wasn't caught." This man is streetwise, and not everyone who comes to him finds work. He sits with the individual and evaluates that person's character through talking, sharing life stories, and a sack lunch. When more of us, both on the inside and on the outside, acknowledge that incarcerated people are individuals, many of whom have studied seriously and made profound life changes, then there will be a societal shift and reduced recidivism. With a perspective, I'm Carrie Joseph Schender.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.